comfortable place.
I like it.
But it's uncomfortable. He stared at her, a faint challenge in the look. She wished again that they were not meeting here. This environment was too threatening, and Benson reacted to threats with attack.
How did you find me, Harry?
You're surprised I knew where you lived?
Yes, a little.
I was careful, he said. Before I went into the hospital, I found out where you lived, where Ellis lived, where McPherson lived. I found out where everybody lived.
Why?
Just in case.
What were you expecting?
He didn't reply. Instead, he got up and walked to the windows, looked out over the city.
They're searching for me out there, he said. Aren't they? Yes.
But they'll never find me. The city is too big. From the kitchen, her kettle began to whistle. She excused herself and went in to make coffee. Her eyes scanned the counter, searching for something heavy.
Perhaps she could hit him over the head.
Ellis would never forgive her, but...
You have a picture on your wall, Benson called. A lot of numbers. Who did that? A man named Johns. Why would a man draw numbers? Numbers are for machines.
She stirred the instant coffee, poured in milk, went back out, and sat down.
Harry, no, I mean it. And look at this. What is this supposed to mean?
He tapped another picture with his knuckles.
Harry, come and sit down.
He stared at her for a moment, then came over and sat on the couch opposite her. He seemed tense, but a moment later smiled in a relaxed way. For an instant, his pupils dilated. Another What the hell was she going to do?
Harry, she said. What happened? I don't know, he said, still relaxed. You left the hospital? Yes, I left the hospital, wearing one of those white suits. I figured it all out. Angela picked me up. And then?
And then we went to my house.
I was quite tense. Why were you tense? Well, you see, I know how this is all going to end.
She wasn't sure what he was referring to.
How is it going to end?
And after we left my house, we went to her apartment, and we had some drinks, and we made love, and then I told her how it was going to end. That was when she got scared. She wanted to call the hospital to tell them where I was. He stared off into space, momentarily confused. She didn't want to press the point. He had had a seizure, and he would not remember killing the girl. His amnesia would be total and genuine. But she wanted to keep him talking.
Why did you leave the hospital, Harry?
It was in the afternoon, he said, turning to look at her. I was lying in the bed in the afternoon, and I suddenly realized that everybody was taking care of me. Taking care. Servicing me like a machine. I was afraid of that all along. In some distant, detached, an academic corner of her mind, she felt that a suspicion was confirmed.